Baghdad. It's a Rick Emerson radio program. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. All right, so we are awaiting the autopsy report for Anna Nicole Smith. And we'll go to that audio live as soon as it starts coming down. In the meantime, in between time, the real reason you are here at the Ministry of Truth, it's Tim Riley.
Time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour from AM 970 Solid State Radio. And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Okay, so we should have those autopsy results any moment now. We'll pass them along to you as soon as they become available.
Such a horrifically morbid program.
Well, the headline is, a train wreck of a blonde bombshell chokes to death in her own vomit. It's America's story.
That's everything about this country that I love in one sentence.
Mm-hmm. And no, she was nothing like Marilyn Monroe. So will people please stop saying that?
Some guy actually just sent me a list. Rick, let's see. The differences, all kidding aside, between the two of them are obvious. Marilyn was an original. Anna Nicole would not have had a career if Marilyn hadn't come first.
There's not one Kennedy involved here.
Marilyn Monroe had talent. Anna Nicole had implants and greedy managers. Marilyn had presence, or whatever you want to call that indefinable quality. Anna Nicole Smith, again, just huge implants. So there you go. Are we waiting on the...
Yeah, it's a three-minute warning. This is random, because on CNN you can just sit and listen to the camera people talking to each other.
Oh, is it now? What are you listening to?
I'm listening to the live audio feed of all the correspondents waiting for the press.
All right, is there anything coming out? Is the closed circuit feed sending anything? The internal, our feed there over on the board?
Doubtful.
Probably not. It's just completely unreliable. I hope we don't pay for that.
We don't pay for anything
like
around here.
Like Oswego, Mexico, and Parrish.
No, that's something else.
That's not worth anything anyway.
All right.
I'll keep listening to it.
Yeah, we'll be pulling the CNN audio of the autopsy report.
So her body has to be preserved for at least 11 days. According to the judge.
Yeah, so
then they can do whatever they want with it, really.
And that's because of the baby, right? That's the that's what I think they've said. That Smith's body ordered preserved. How creepy is that? Smith's body ordered preserved in baby dispute until February 20th. So they will do a test on the baby's paternity.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that the judge said no. What was that DNA test that they turned?
They wanted to swab her for something today.
Really?
Yeah.
But she refused.
she couldn't give consent. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Okay, so we're waiting on this any moment now. We'll be going to it. In another bizarre twist, the husband of actress Zsa Zsa Gabor, Prince Frederick von Anhalt, claims he might be the father of Smith's baby. He tells the AP that he and Smith had been having an affair since the 1990s. She wanted to be a princess, he said. He also said he would file a lawsuit if Daniel Lynn is turned over to Howard K. Stern, or Burkhead. He said he and Smith started their long affair after she approached him in Gabar at the Plaza Hotel in New York.
The weird thing is how everybody just universally hates that Howard K. Stern guy. I mean, I do think that there is something about, like, I don't claim to have any knowledge of that guy that nobody else has, but there is, human beings can spot creepiness in other people. It just is true. And I'm sure that, and I'm not saying that there's any sort of, like, we can sense what kind of person he is or get some sort of weird vibe or aura. I don't really believe in that stuff. But I do think that there are a lot of subtle, maybe even subconscious signals that people give off about when they're just creepy. And, like, that weird expression he always seems to have. He just does have this weird daisy.
Like the crazed, wide-eyed, I don't know. Well, you never saw the show, so you never saw him interacting with anybody.
I did. I actually watched a couple episodes of it. He was just always, that guy was the very definition of, like, a hovering control freak to me. But everybody has immediately come down to the side that he was up to no good in this somehow or other. So
we are waiting for the results of the autopsy. We'll get to those.
Let's go ahead. Sarah, can you bring my computer for a second? We'll go ahead and test if I'm pulling audio here. Yeah, okay. So I think we're all pulling audio feeds here. So one way or the other, we'll make sure that we ended up having some pipeline issues, but we won't be able to do it. So the judge has ordered that the body of Anna Nicole Smith be preserved until February 20th. Hearing, well, what were they, such a hideous phrase, what do they want to swab her for today then that the judge said no on? Because there was some DNA test today that the judge ruled they couldn't do,
mm-hmm,
or something. And then, the store, the large amounts of prescription drugs were filled. And you said, Sarah, you said that there were six people in the room?
That's what they're saying. They said that there are six people, the bodyguard, his wife, who was her nurse, then that Howard K. Stern guy and Anna Nicole, and then two other unidentified people.
I just don't understand how they would still be unidentified if there's so many people in there. And the other thing, oh, damn this to hell. The other thing is this allegation that there was, well, you said that there's like footage floating around of them like trying to revive her or something.
Yeah, I saw this video on the internet of them actually taking her out of the hotel and into the ambulance.
So creepy. This photo of her with the baby that they've got at CNN.com is just, that's another one of those photos where she just doesn't look anything like herself. She just looks all overly tan and like her hair is all weirdly bleached and so forth. So, now why is my computer doing this bizarre thing? Do we have, like,
as a coach, nothing beats helping my players achieve their potential. Or helping your line.
What are we listening to?
Tim's computer.
I'm sorry, Tim, are we interrupting a fitness video? are we interrupting a solo flex
commercial?
Oh, okay,
I think it's on. Hang on.
All right. Let's thank the rest of the media for being there with their helicopters. We can't hear anything. Thanks.
And now it's stopped.
And
okay.
Fantastic.
We'll get one way or another, we'll get this. Anyway, Anna Nicole's mom was on Good Morning America today. She had warned Anna about her lifestyle.
Okay, my own doesn't work at all.
Fantastic. All right. Well.
And Jeff just went on vacation.
Excellent. I'm glad that Jeff McGinley, the engineer, just now left the room.
Okay, so I guess we're taking the live feed from me right now. And
is this from CNN?
This is from CBS,
right.
Parent company.
Okay, it's just a bunch of reporters waiting.
Yep, and there's somebody waving, and there's someone holding a boom mic, and there's somebody opening up their lunch,
and somebody waving to the camera.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're waiting for somebody to show up here,
and this is just going to be the whether she had a bunch of drugs in her body thing. Is that what this is about? Or would they give she died?
The
is this
what death, the, I think.
Just going to confirm that she choked on vomit?
Or a ham sandwich.
It's the worst way to die. Choking on vomit is bad because, I mean, I don't care how good. That's the only thing, by the way, that, you know, I remember that lesson when I was in whatever the hell class I was in. Because, you know, I was in school with a bunch of, like, the F-up kids. And so they would have these, you know, teenage suicide don't do it seminars. Where guys would come in and they would sit there and they would try to, like, talk all the cutting girls and the guys who sniff glue out of killing themselves. But the one thing that always stayed with me, the one point that they always made, they always talked about how, like, if you overdosed on drugs, like, if you took some kind of a pill or whatever, that all your, like, colon and your bladder and everything, like, all your muscle tension went out of there, and they're just like, you know, it's like, if you want to be found covered in your own feces, just go ahead. And that always kind of stuck with me. And so now every time I think about Marilyn Monroe overdosing, I just picture her, like, seriously, just in some sort of hideously soiled bed. So I am attempting to bring up this audio, too, so we can... You know, CNN, I'd like to thank CNN, by the way, for screwing me today, because this was working just perfectly about 2 minutes ago. And
yeah,
now
that's what happens when you try to rely on online stuff.
That's what happens when you don't trust terrestrial radio for your
name.
All right.
Here comes somebody. And somebody else.
And another person.
There's a lady in a tasteful white skirt.
Walking up.
Another woman with dark sunglasses. 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Oh, come on.
Well, we'll come back.
All right. Well, we should do some actual... Let's do some other news here, and we'll come back to the Anna Nicole Smith autopsy press conference.
All right.
So in the meantime here, we'll go back to the Ministry of Truth. We'll do some other news.
Well, a family looking to make a fresh start in Oregon had their dreams dashed in Clackamas. Huge setback when they awoke to find somebody had stolen their 17-foot-long U-Haul holding all their worldly possessions. The van was found late last night in Damascus, completely empty. Rachel Bennett and her boyfriend were moving from Oklahoma to Clackamas to find work. They had lost their jobs in Oklahoma. Well, these Okies wanted to make a fresh start of it and let their kids go to good schools. While they're devastated by the loss of their possessions, they say they're grateful to the outpouring of support from Oregonians. Most of them were total strangers. Clackamas County Sheriff's deputies say they're asking for help in finding the stolen items. But they're not saying exactly what they are.
Where they? Well, they're from Oklahoma, so I imagine there's a big mason.
Something out of the root cellar, a butter churn, and a working rocking chair, and an old hound dog.
A whole bunch of overall bibs with missing buttons.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Excellent clog shoes. All right. Here's Tim Riley.
Meanwhile, let's take a look at some other things here.
The best part is that Jim is reaching for the news. When I say reaching, it's because all of the non-Anna Nicole Smith news was just pushed into the furthest corner of the counter today because we were waiting on this press conference. So,
like
uncover all of the non-Anna news that's just sitting over there.
Well, I'm trying to find some here. Let's see here. Oh, the last Harry Potter book is out in July. It's going to be published July 21st, says author J.K. Rowling. She announced the publication date on her website. A British publisher would publish a children's hardcover edition, an adult hardback, I guess there's something, two different editions, and a special gift edition, and an audiobook on the same day. Scholastic Children's Books, the U.S. publisher, will offer a hardback edition at a suggested price of $34.99, a deluxe edition of $65, and a reinforced library edition for $39.99.
And I'm looking here, the press conference has been delayed a couple of minutes where they're going to announce what she actually died of. In the meantime, there's this picture of her mom. Boy, the mom looks like a real winner, too. Anna Nicole's mother, and this is what always happens with these celebrities, where the parents, like the family members that they haven't talked to forever, they just all come out of the woodwork. Everybody just comes out, they all get it, and the mom is just, Anna Nicole's mother blames drugs, lifestyle. And isn't this the same mom? I don't know what the deal with Anna Nicole Smith, didn't she run away from home when she was like 15 or something?
She may have.
She ran away from 15. She married like a fry cook, like a guy who worked at a Hooters or some crap. So, and then she hadn't talked to the mom in like 20 years. Because every time, it's not just that nutcase cousin of hers. Every time they would do anything on Anna Nicole Smith, they would dig up all of these backwoods. And the thing about Anna Nicole Smith, who I remember for the longest time, and I don't know how I got this in my head. I remember the longest time thinking that she was British for some reason. And I don't know why I thought that. But I guess it's because I saw her as a guest jeans model, and then I saw her as a Playboy playmate or whatever, but I just never seen her interviewed. I had never seen her open her mouth anywhere. And this is kind of the Britney Spears thing again. We've talked about one of the things that make... one of the things that made Britney Spears so attractive is that you just never heard her talk. You saw the pictures of her, but you actually never heard her speak. And remember the first time that I saw Anna Nicole Smith actually opening her mouth and words coming out, they were talking to her about Naked Gun 33 and the third which she was in. And here's this woman that, they had always, as Playboy always does, they had always made her look very glamorous, and they had made her look very much like Jane Mansfield and Jane Russell and Marilyn Monroe and so forth. And I guess I just assumed that she was European or continental in some way. And then she opens her mouth, and it's just like the most backwater, like, hick accent you can possibly imagine. I mean, really, it was just like nails on a chalkboard. Doesn't even begin to describe it. So that's her whole family is like that, too. They just, get the feeling that there's just a whole bunch of tar paper houses somewhere that are empty every time you see those people on television. All right, here's Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth, as we wait for the autopsy report for Anna Nicole Smith.
A man convicted of fatally stabbing a woman with a sharpened screwdriver was sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole. Jorge Reyes Sanchez cried as he looked away from jurors when the sentence was read. He told them, "I can look you all in the eyes and say I did not commit this crime. I did not attack that lady." Jesse Valero was stabbed 29 times in her living room of her Hillsborough apartment in March 17th of 2005. Reyes' attorney suggested he might just have been at the scene, but there's no actual evidence he did the actual stabbing. The Washington County jury considered the death penalty, but decided Reyes wouldn't be a continued threat to society. "We had a problem with the death penalty because of the severity of the crime. What we couldn't prove to ourselves was that it was probable that he would commit violent crimes in the future."
I got this, Rick. Just to remind you, it was speculated on the show that Daniel Smith was the father of the baby back when he died 6 months ago. I do remember somebody saying that, actually. And I don't know why we all immediately jumped to that conclusion. But it was just, maybe it's just because she's from the South. Maybe she's Southern, and so that's a Southern. When somebody's from the South, the incest card is always right there in the top. It's always your go-to position. But when the older kid cacked it, well, that's what the, I here's what a lot
that
of
was like her down like that was when she started going totally downhill.
All started accelerating. Somebody was saying last night. I heard a lot of people speculating on this that the final straw that kind of pushed her over the edge was when what they were speculating. That they were about to release, or that the cops were about to indict her in the death of that kid, of Daniel, who overdosed on methadone. And I didn't think you could overdose on methadone. And I know that heroin guy came out and talked about it or whatever, and I guess methadone is just sort of heroin light. But I thought that was one of the things that, like, you couldn't take enough of it to kill you. But this guy was speculating that she was going to be indicted in her kid's death, and that was just, like, one more. Because she's got that lawsuit, the Trim Spa lawsuit, the... Boy, how... How much are you glad that you don't work for Trim Spa right now that you're that president? Did you see what the president from Trim Spa said, though? The guy who owns Trim Spa, they cornered him, one of those, like, news ambush things where they caught him, like, walking out of his house. They're like, you, Trim Spa guy, what do you think, Anna Nicole Smith? And he actually said, well, she continues to draw attention to our product, even in death. And then he, like, gets... And then he gets
are his, you kidding?
No, I'm not. That's exactly what he said. And then he gets into the car and drives off. That was, like, they got him as he was on the way from, like, his porch to his Mercedes. And he's, yes, she continues to draw attention to our product, even in death. Good day to you. And then he just gets into the car and roars away. We're waiting on the press conference for the autopsy results from Anna Nicole Smith. In the meantime, here is Tim Riley.
The head of the Cartoon Network just resigned just moments ago following that marketing stunt that caused a security scare in Boston. The announcement about Jim Samples resigning was made in an internal memo sent to Cartoon Network staffers. In the statement, Samples says he regrets the stir that the stunt had caused. And it's my hope that my decision allows us to put this chapter behind us and get back to our mission to delivering cartoons.
Well, that just doesn't make any sense, though.
It's not his fault.
No, it's the city of Boston. I mean, again, I don't want to go through this whole thing. You're just slagging on Boston. Like, I mean, the fact that Boston it couldn't recognize a publicity stunt when they saw one. All right. I am also, Sarah, I'm going to have you bring my computer for just a second just to make sure that we've got this. All right. Okay, so I've also got the audio here for whenever they...
Are you playing enough of CNN?
Yes. Yes.
Did you have to register for something? I'm having problems with it.
I have a CBS audio here, and it shouldn't be too much of a problem.
Yeah, so are they just, like, in front of somebody's house? Where are they?
They're at the medical examiner's office, I would imagine.
All right, there.
And they're all sitting there eating lunch.
All right. They've got... Man, this is just... this is news nirvana. You know, this is just... They just sit around, and they just pray for these moments. Because the thing about Anna Nicole Smith is that she's... I mean, everybody will be, by the end of today, I mean, we'll be sick of it, everybody will be sick of it, and we'll have moved on to something else.
Well, the thing about Anna Nicole Smith was, the big thing about her was, everyone was just waiting for her to die at some point.
Well, that's
and
what
finally it's happened.
That's what Leica said.
People aren't expecting her to become a star or a celebrity or anything. They're waiting for her to die. And it finally happened.
Next
on the list... Lindsay Lohan.
Well, that's everybody said that too. I had a lot of the Rick. You've managed to make someone die just by talking about it incessantly. Please now to be talking about Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton. I will guarantee that
Paris Hilton will live till she's 98 years old.
But she'll overdose. Paris Hilton will overdose probably within the next year. I'll tell you that right now because she's an attention whore, and she can. Paris Hilton is one of those.
There's no bouncing back from that whole like all of her personal possessions being found.
Well, and that she's on video like using all the racist terminology. And so forth, and that's just, you know, it's Michael Richards how that works out for you.
The person's trying to spin it, saying, oh, well, she was a different person back then. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was different 3 years ago, too, and that crap never comes out of my mouth.
The thing about Paris Hilton is she will just feel that the heat's starting to go away. She'll feel the camera off of her, and that'll be the thing. You reach for the bottle of pills, and then everybody feels it, because she's just like a stupid, spoiled high school whore. That's just where she reminds me of, and that's, you know, and everybody knew that girl in high school, too, that, like, overdosed on something that clearly wasn't going to kill her. I went to school with this girl. I won't give her. Well, her name is Maria. Blah blah blah. But I went to school with this girl named Maria, and her whole thing was that, like, I don't know, she had some bad breakup with a boyfriend, and she took like a third of a bottle of Tylenol, just something that's stupid, something that in no way is going to endanger you. It's just enough to make sure that everybody pays attention to you. And that was kind of her whole thing. So you're right, but it wasn't like everybody was waiting on Anna Nicole Smith to turn it all around. It wasn't like we thought that she was.
She'll win an Oscar someday.
It's one week away from, you know, from writing a best-selling novel. Not going to happen.
And here we finally are.
Are we? Is it?
No.
Oh, at the end of the road for her?
Yeah.
No, now it's just
so
Andy Dick.
Nick.
That's just Andy Dick. That's the...
Totally.
Andy Dick has been on my Deadpool for so long that I think... He was on my Deadpool for so long that I finally got tired and I took him off. But I think that it's time to put him back on because I feel like, same thing, I feel like he's fallen out of the... And every time you see Andy Dick in the news now, it's because he's gone crazy at some public event. Like at the Shatner thing where he was running around licking people. And then you had some Andy Dick story the other day where he was doing something or other. He was like pulling his pants down in public or
yeah, he's always embarrassing himself in some way.
And Lindsay Lohan's at that rehabilitation clinic where clearly they're enforcing nothing. You can just sort of come and go.
It's kind of like fast food rehab.
Totally. She was at that Kurt Cobain rehabilitation clinic. I'm wondering if we should actually break here. The thing is, you know, as soon as we break, they'll go to it.
We'll take a break from the break.
We should probably break here, Sarah, and just get it out of the way, because they come back, they're going to, if they go to this press conference, who knows how long that's going to be, and then, you know, and then we'll have to do the 50 after that. So why don't we go ahead and break here? We come back, we'll have the audio from the Anna Nicole Smith autopsy results press conference. In the meantime, your phone calls at 503-733-2970. Coming up later on, CNN Radio correspondents Ed McCarthy and Jim Roop, as well as Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com, Scotty J and the Top 5. You stay right there. Also very exciting. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. About 35 seconds away from the Anna Nicole Smith autopsy results. What a weird friggin' country this is. I mean, really? Really, we could be doing anything.
Here comes some
all right.
White men in suits.
It is Florida. Mm-hmm. So the... Where?
Medical examiner for
Brown. Okay, let me... Whose computer is that? That's got to go.
I would like...
All right, this is yours, Rick.
All right. All right, yeah, on my screen, it's a bunch of cops milling around.
A professional investigation in this particular case. And I would like also to thank the sheriff of Broward County, Sheriff Jenny, who was... very helpful and cooperative in providing security to our office during this particular investigation. We had the Chief Charlie Tiger say a few words about his investigation, and then I'll report to you about our findings.
This guy's got the weirdest shaped head I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you, Dr. Cooper. Hey, good afternoon. My name is Charlie Tiger, Chief of the Seminole Police Department. First, I want to again extend our sympathy to the family and friends of Anna Nicole Smith. Next, I want to thank Dr. Perper and the fine staff of the Broward Medical Examiner's. Thanks go out to Sheriff Ken Jenny. With regard to the ongoing investigation, we have some additional information to share with you today. At the Seminole Police Department, we treat any death with utmost importance and investigated thoroughly. At this point, no evidence has been revealed to suggest that a crime occurred. We found no illegal drugs, only prescription medicines. We are not releasing the names on those prescriptions. We have taken sworn statements from all the parties involved. Everyone has cooperated fully. We are continuing to review surveillance tapes, but nothing unusual has been observed. This incident will remain an open investigation until all tests are completed by the medical examiner's office. Thank you for being here today.
Chief, please take questions.
That's Charlie Tiger. He's the Seminole County Police Chief. And we're back to is this the medical examiner again?
I've been informed that yesterday was February the 8th at about 1 p.m. or around it. the attendance of Mrs. Nicholsmith found her collapsed and unconscious. She apparently had been sick for several days, which was approximately some kind of stomach flu. And one of the individual who was the bodyguard provided the resuscitation. Medics came to the scene, and the body was transferred to the hospital. At the hospital, unfortunately, the patient was virtually dead on arrival and was declared dead around 2:40 or so in the afternoon. According to the Florida statute, the Broward County Medical Examiner assumed jurisdiction because this is clearly a sudden, unexpected, and unexplained death.
Oh, yeah.
And
we're all shocked.
According to that, myself and one of our associate medical examiners, Dr. Just, performed with an autopsy, which we just completed several moments ago. The autopsy was able to exclude any kind of physical injury, such as blunt force trauma, gunshot wound, stab wounds, or asphyxia as a cause of death.
Just say she choked on vomit.
Cause of death, or a hastening cause of death. The only thing which we found in terms of very minor trauma was minor bruise on the back, which was related apparently to a fall reported to have occurred several days ago while the Mrs. Smith was in the bathroom. The autopsy revealed only subtle findings in the heart and in the gastrointestinal system, in other words, in the intestines, which would have to be verified microscopically. The other finding which we found was a small amount of blood in the stomach, which is related to her being in terminal shock short time before she died. At this time, we do not make a determination of the cause and the manner of death. And basically, we have a long list of investigation procedures which have to be completed and include an extensive review of the medical records, interviewing the witnesses which were with Mrs. Smith or witnessed her collapse, further cardiovascular examination of the heart, and
Broward County Medical Examiner said that we're
spinal cord.
Yes. The Broward County Medical Examiner, the autopsy press conference,
heart,
Brown Nicole
intestines
Smith.
And a variety of other tissues, chemical analysis of the eye fluid, and an extensive microscopic examination of the body tissue which were taken for examination.
This guy's got the weirdest looking
now,
head I have ever seen in my life.
That collecting the information and putting it together and relating the clinical, pathological, and laboratory data would take approximately somewhere between 3 and 5 weeks. So the medical examiner's office is obviously
aware. It's unacceptable. I demand that they do it faster. I thought it was supposed to be done. Seriously, what are we watching?
And therefore, we are prepared to make optimal efforts to expedite the determination of the cause and manner of death without affecting the thoroughness and the reliability of our investigation. So now, if you have any question, either addressed to the chief or to
my question is why you lied and said this is going to be done.
I'm not able to answer to a chorus of questions. So we have from the sheriff's office.
Is there any indication that she may have taken a large amount of the prescription drugs that were in the room, and what were those drugs?
There is no such indication because we didn't find any kind of pills in the stomach. If this would be the case, then there would have been a large amount testing that. However, at this time, we don't have the results of the chemical test, of the toxicological test, and that's why this determination of the cause and manner of death is postponed until entire pieces of the puzzle. That's a medical
puzzle. Hold on, everyone.
Which will have to resolve, have to be placed in place.
Well, is that, does that mean that it would just be, it was like a thing she injected or something? Or
exactly it wouldn't dissolve.
Have you ruled out drugs?
No, I didn't rule it. I think I was very clear what I said.
No, you weren't.
That as part of our investigation, we'll make a very comprehensive and thorough examination of a variety of drugs and medication.
What country is this man from?
We have a list of the medication.
I don't know. I only ask because I can't place this accent at all, and it just seems like a Pennsylvanian. It seems like, yeah, it totally seems like a movie accent.
So we did not exclude any.
Do you suppose his brain is shaped strange because his head is just so
strange? Sounds like one side of his head. Look at that.
To wait the results.
Oh yeah.
Please turn off your cell phones.
Right here in front.
Yes.
A natural cause of death.
It's a possibility that it might be.
It's not a possibility.
I cannot make a determination because there are a number of possibilities. Basically, there are three major possibilities. One is that the death is due solely to natural causes.
We doubt that.
Okay. Moving on.
That the death might be due to some medication or chemicals.
Yeah.
And the third possibility is that there's a combination of natural causes and medication, and at this time
we don't have
the results of the test which would permit us to make this determination.
Dr. Perper, you said there was subtle findings. You found subtle findings in the heart and gastrointestinal that need further examination. But what could those findings be an indication of?
Well, sometimes findings, very subtle findings in the heart can be an indication.
Doesn't this guy know he's on television?
Processing the
in
heart.
Florida? Well, they probably don't have television in his native land.
That's why I'm saying. I'm not saying that I make this diagnosis. But I see something which
is a magic box.
Unusual, and on microscopic examination, this may verify a significant process, so it may be nothing.
I have a feeling this is already botched.
We take DNA samples in all cases. Every case in the medical examiner's office takes DNA cases. And in this particular case, because we are aware of other issues,
oh, just ask about the baby.
The sufficient amount to make sure that there are no problems.
Oh, this is the most maddening press conference ever.
Sir, you were talking about those injuries. Did they come from continued drug abuse?
There are no findings which indicate continuous
gravity. Okay. Oh, come on! This press conference is useless.
But this is like Barat is doing an autopsy.
Well, we found in the stomach a small amount of blood, as I said before.
This guy says, are you sure this is a medical examiner? I could have sworn he's the guy who helped me fix my computer when I called Dell.
And the reason is that from the stomach, the contents of what an individual is ingesting go in the intestine. And we did not find blood in the intestine. But
no one needs a science lesson. Just tell us something interesting.
So in the little heat of goats.
I'm just waiting because he's kind of been a little flustered. I think he's going to slip up.
We didn't find in the stomach any kind of tablets or pills. And we did not find evidence by the naked eye, by the gross examination, that there was chronic abuse. However, at this time, as I said, our findings
they performed
are limited
on the right
what we are able to see with our eyes. We don't have
superman
or superwoman, because there are women working in our office, and we don't have the capability of making determination of a chemical nature or of a microscopic nature.
In the back, behind the camera.
What?
This is the Broward County Medical Examiner giving long-winded, unintelligible, and pointless answers about Anna Nicole Smith, denying she had a drug problem.
I know, but it's like
usually has a sheet of paper to read from.
None of our officers that arrived on scene saw anything like that at all.
What about the paramedics?
When are they going to learn that to mic the crowd?
Like that also.
Chief, are you guys going to be releasing that 911 call?
Ooh, 911 call.
Good.
Yes.
The call that came into our office, we're not going to release it this time.
Oh, come on.
Time.
Right
over here,
probably on YouTube.
Is it possible for
families
to die?
Story sucks.
Mm-hmm. If you do not find any pills in your stomach.
Yes. It's possible. As I said, at this point, we do not. I don't have any information one way or another.
Then what you have a press conference for?
Rely related.
That's totally.
That's why what I explained. Usually,
this guy's letting down America.
But because
why,
I want to.
Why do you hate America?
From spreading, and particularly rumors which are incorrect. I wanted to make you know what our findings, and that additional findings will come as the test will come in.
Dr. Herbert, based on body temperature at the hospital, could she have been dead for hours before?
No. And the reason is that according to our information, at the time when the medics came to the scene, the body was warm, and there were no indication that a long time occurred since the body was found.
In the yellow down there?
They've got to start getting overhead mics at these press conferences. I figure these people would know they're on TV.
It didn't impact the autopsy. It's got the other way around. In other words, we performed the autopsy. We took a large number of samples for various tests. And at this time, from our end, the body is ready for release with the proper legal custodian. Okay? My understanding is that there might be a number of people who are interested.
Oh, there's going to be a fight over the body.
The body.
Oh, that's so fantastic. Everybody wants it. Oh, that's.
Until some legal issue
are involved. Sell samples of it.
And obviously we are going
I'd
to.
I'd buy a piece of Anna Nicole Smith's body.
Oh, God.
I you, so would you.
I would not.
You would too.
You're a freak.
What if it was for children? What if it. Actually, what if you could buy some of Bob Dylan's hair when he was dead? You would.
Well, hair is different than a piece of his body.
What if it was a toenail?
What's wrong with you? No.
You wouldn't buy one of Bob Dylan's toenails?
God, no.
What if I gave it to you?
No, I don't want it. I don't want a toenail.
The first question, how long did you go?
I just want someone there to ask about his head.
Because if we start from the very test which we started until we ended, we started about 9:30 and we just finished. So approximately...
You know, this type of press conference would never happen in L.A. They'd have somebody much taller and, you know, who could more clearly enunciate things.
We comply with court orders and we try to be cooperative with the family. They are going to be asked.
This medical examiner would terrify you if you were a child.
In the back
like, if you woke up and this guy was looking at you while you were in bed?
I had this question before, and what I answer is...
Don't be an ass.
A mass quantity means a large amount of pills.
We all know what a mass quantity is.
Somebody takes a large amount of pills and dies as a result of it. Usually found some of the pills still in the stomach. We did not see any intact pills in the stomach. It's only a small amount of blood.
I swear to God, if this ends with them never knowing what killed her, I'm going to be very upset about this whole thing. I'm going to write a strongly worded letter.
With their son?
What's that?
Was it the same thing with their son?
Did they ever determine, though, it was methadone, right, with the kid?
What? Who cares? They should not let this woman speak.
Yes, there was
what was she asking?
I don't think it's relevant at all. No, there
it's
was
not
no
relevant.
What was she asking?
She asked if there were any signs that she had not had plastic surgery done.
Last question, right here.
Oh, I care about that.
Well, the answer was yes.
What? Well, okay. My understanding, one of the things which I mentioned that I'm going to do and I did not do yet.
Why not?
Is not just to review the medical records, but to speak with the witnesses who took care of them. So this is a legitimate question which I'm going to ask.
Chief, what was it right here? Over here in the purple thing right here. You mentioned no pills in the stomach, but did she have had some sort of liquid and or inhaled something?
Well,
inhaled.
Check those possibilities because we...
They're tapping her nose.
No, but that's what he meant by inhaled.
Oh, really? Oh, I was thinking like a
huffing. Was she smoking crack or, you know, doing whatever?
We don't know that she was smoking crack. This is the Broward County Medical Examiner, by the way, in Hollywood, Florida.
Say they were...
Chief Tiger, be more interesting.
Do you want to know whether or not she was prescribed the medications that were in her room?
We'll find that after our
visit. He never knows anything. Huh?
This is worst press conference ever.
What was in those bags?
Why does she have a private nurse?
As I explained to you, the additional information which has to be elicited from the people who took care of her. There was a nurse apparently also in the room or close to her.
Okay.
I'm going to question this nurse as to what happened.
I'm
going to threaten her family.
But
I'm going to lock up her children as if she tells me.
There are two types of questioning. There's medical questioning and non-medical questioning. The police did its own non-medical questioning. Okay. I'll do the medical one and I'm going to ask all the proper questions.
I don't care for the snippiness of this guy's responses.
Why does she have a private nurse with her at the time?
Sir, I don't know at this time because I didn't speak.
He's sort of like a really elderly Gomez Adams.
Yes. Do you know why she had a private nurse?
Again, the investigation is still ongoing. We're not going to release any other information. Thank you.
That's a cop voice. You can totally tell a cop when you hear it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Let's get back in and do a decent autopsy.
Sir,
come out with something interesting.
I'm sorry?
Would you characterize the amount of drugs that were found in her room as excessive for one person?
I didn't make this determination yet. I don't know. I didn't look exactly at the list of the drugs.
Come on!
And the fact is that people sometimes have medication which they have for a long time and they don't take them.
That's true.
Not that you bring with you to Florida.
Yeah, I was going to say, you bring everything in my medicine cabinet with me to Hollywood.
Not how many medication are in the bottles. The problem or the significant thing is how many medication are in her body. Whatever is in the bottle is irrelevant, but what's in her body is very significant.
From what you've seen of the types of those pills, in combination couldn't have been lethal.
Combination of any drugs in the bottle, if you have 5 bottles of drugs, you are going to take everything in the bottle, you'll get in trouble. That's not a legitimate question.
Dr. Pepper, do you know why the doctor visited Anna earlier this week?
I didn't know that.
Well, they were saying she had the stomach flu.
Part of the investigation, part of the information which has to be obtained in order to solve the puzzle is exactly the medical condition, the kind of procedure which she had, the kind of medication which she took, how much she was prescribed. All this is pertinent information.
You think you could have another doctor like fix that thing on his head?
As I said, this press
conference... Well, you probably have to just do the village as a boy.
Ox card or something.
And to really
where he keeps his family's worldly goods.
He kind of has like a Gumby head.
I'm sorry? I do not discriminate between the courts, but then the courts will discriminate against men or hold men contempt. Not interesting. I'm sorry?
I'm not sure this guy knows where he is.
I understand. This is the question between conflict of law between the state of Florida and other states doesn't have to be resolved by me. The county very graciously provides me with legal counsel, and they'll have to take care of it. How many what? I cannot give you a list now.
He doesn't know anything. Stop asking questions. I'm not entirely sure he's the doctor.
Thank you very much.
Oh.
Thank you.
See, finally. Come on. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, come on. That was the worst press conference ever.
I know. It is disappointing, isn't it?
Well, what the hell, man? Ah, fine. Hey, can you pop my computer up for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Doctor, are you looking more towards suicide or accidental?
Done?
Doctor, one more question, please.
Thank
is that
you very
the
much.
End? Okay, that's the end.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Now they're just hustling the doctor away to be beaten in a room somewhere for delivering some tedium. Oh, for the love of God. All right. Now there you go. Well, that was pointless, and we learned nothing. It's thanks.
Well, good times.
Well, we know there weren't any illegal drugs.
Well, but
so it was all prescription.
Yeah, but they didn't find any pills.
Well, didn't you? You read that thing how they're all supposedly Howard K. prescribed to Howard K. Stern.
Well, here's the best thing is when the woman said, did she inhale anything? And I was thinking like a huffing. And Sarah, you're doing that tapping the side of your nose thing.
No,
again,
I don't know. She asked Loopy, like, would you be surprised to find out that she was smoking crack?
No, but I mean, I thought that would make you more focused. I mean, I guess that sounds dumb, but that's what I get for not smoking crack. I don't really know what it does to you. I sort of thought it kind of, I don't know, gave you a little bit of perspective on things and sort of narrowed your field of concentration a little. Well, let's just take some of these calls. Day?
Yeah, hey, Rick, how you doing?
Hi, Day, what's up?
Oh, if you guys want an hour of simply the most horrendously funny entertainment, VH1 has a Behind the Music thing on her that's a couple years old now, but it is, they got her relatives, none of which possess teeth, and they interview repeatedly these people, you know, and they can't. They don't interpret the English language on any plane.
No, her family is unbelievably trashy. I mean, yeah.
But you know what? How they put this thing together so brilliantly. I mean, they've got the hillbilly music playing in the background for all the interviews, and you've got to watch for it. I'm sure it'll be on this weekend because it's absolutely the funniest thing you will ever see.
Oh, that's true. This will be a good weekend for Anna Nicole Smith watching.
Absolutely. Keep your click in front of you and make sure you don't miss it because it's worth taping. It's that good.
I'm all over it. All right, and that's on VH1.
Yep, got to see it.
Thank you, Day.
Okay, guys, bye.
There you go, that's Day. All right, fantastic. Rick, I know it's 3:30 in Florida, but hearing the term studying the eye fluid is a little strange while you're taking a bite from a hamburger. Also, they want Anna's DNA as a cross-check so that, wait for it, no one can switch the baby before the paternity test, which I never thought of. The idea of being swabbed is just a little strange. How weird, though, to think that, like, when you die... Like, when you die within, like, a day, like, bits of you will be in little jars everywhere.
And there are paramedics looking at your nipples.
Like, looking at your nipple?
What was that random chick in the audience? Like, that has absolutely nothing to do with anything. Can you tell that she had plastic surgery?
Well, I thought that meant, like, would she have been on medication from that? Like, had she had surgery recently and would they have had, because, you know, would she have been, you know, would she have been on some sort of medication because of plastic surgery? We got a lot of people saying the guy is Hungarian, the doctor. The audience is clear they give me the help. Rick, Hungarian. Rick, it's Indian. Rick, he's Pakistani. Rick, he's from Czechoslovakia. Rick, I swear he's an Indian, but he's too white. Rick, he's from Uzbekistan. Okay, no one knows. It's 503-733-2970. Mike, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick. I didn't get to see him like you guys were watching him, but listening to him on the radio, he sounded like Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Seriously, he's about 4 feet tall. He's got a hunchback. He's wearing a rumpled suit, and he's got this head that is shaped like a cashew, where it sort of curves down the middle, but then it has like a huge bulge, like, you know, like those pictures of Mount St. Helens on the days before it erupted, where there was that weird bulge sticking out of the side, right where it was eventually going to blow out. That's what the top of his head looks like.
Sombrero?
No sombrero, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, bye. There you go. Rick, this email says, Jesus God, did they intentionally use this guy because of his thick, slow-speaking accent? And then he bangs out in all caps, get to the freaking point! What killed her? Yeah, they're never going to tell us. It's 503-733-2970. Rick, please call whoever CBS has asking questions and see if they can get this guy to say the phrase Babaloo. Please, please, please. All right. Let's see. It's 503-733-2970. Scotty says he's from India, and Scotty would know, of course. Jason, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello. Jason. Give me a J. Give me an A. All right. Chuck, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, gripping radio, Rick.
That's what I do, sir.
I wanted to change the subject a little bit and get back into more important things like the astronaut.
You know, here's the other reason.
Gone.
I was going to say, I'm glad that Anna Nicole Smith's dead because it pushed the astronaut off the front page.
You and NASA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but I have a quiz for you, Rick.
Is this going to involve a diaper?
Yeah, of course.
There you go. Thank you.
Ew.
Yeah, glad I took that. Thanks. All right. 503-733-2970. Ken, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick. Rick. I'm glad I could follow that up with my call. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he could hear that.
Yeah, you got it. No one else got to hear, but you did. Yeah, so there you go. Well, look, the bar is set really low for you to be a good call, so.
Well, I'm happy for that. That guy, I mean, he makes me want to move to Broward County and do my autopsy when I die because he's a freaking genius.
He's fantastic. And he just, the best part was that he came out armed with no information of any kind at all.
Exactly.
What can you say about I cannot make a determination at this point about anything. And it, like everything they would ask him, he just had nothing. So, I mean,
Jim, we need to send Scotty J out there to ask the pointed questions, you know, the questions that we want to know as the Rick Emerson Army. The question, you know, he needs to be out there firing those questions off as in, are they real?
Totally.
You
know? Yeah, exactly. No, yeah, but and everything that we really wanted an answer to, he wouldn't respond to, and he only had like the most useless and boring of information. So that was the worst press conference ever.
It would be funny to hear him talk about after careful inspection and looking at the bosoms, we have determined.
That is funny. It is funny. All right, there you go. That's Ken. Well, let's list the number of things that we never got to hear the answer that we really wanted to know. Well, he said there were no illegal drugs.
Choked to death on vomit.
Yeah, that's what they didn't address. Well, no, but he did say that wasn't true.
He said there was no asphyxia.
He said there was no asphyxia, and that's choking on vomit is asphyxia, right?
All right, let's get rid of that story.
Well, is that
it
true?
It could be blocking breathing.
That's not letting you get air. So, no choking on vomit. Choking...
Well, that ruins the mystique right there.
Seriously. No choking on vomit. It's too late to start a rumor that she choked on something else.
Did she make a tearful last-minute phone call?
Is there a suicide note?
Oh, that hasn't been discussed.
Nah, they didn't know what asked if there was a note. Ha! All right, hold up. Okay, no one flat out...
I think it says Scotty J to a man on the street asking people how they feel about Anna Nicole Smith's demise.
And how they feel, what they feel that she died of, and blah, blah, blah. No one just flat out said, did she choke on vomit? Was there a note? No one asked that. Was there a note? At the end, they tried to ask, where's her nutcase lawyer? And that was too late. The cops were already packing their crap up.
That was Dr. Joshua Perper. What nationality would be Perper?
I don't know. Was there a note? Let's see. He said there were no illegal drugs. He said that there were no indications. Was she diabetic? Because that would be he said there was no indication of illegal drugs. And so that means, I guess, no needle marks, no whatever. I guess that she actually tested negative for all that stuff anyway. So a bunch of, did they say who the prescription drugs were made out to, who they were prescribed to?
No.
All right, so...
Well, yeah, I've read everywhere that they're all prescribed to Howard K. Stern.
Well, seriously, what kind of responsible doctor would prescribe Anna Nicole Smith a lethal amount of anything at this point? That's sort of a, that's totally a lose your license immediately thing. I mean, that's how Elvis did it, too. There's nothing in Elvis's name.
Well, blood test has to happen by the 20th, right?
Is
that
what they're saying? I don't know what they got. They're keeping, let's see... they're keeping her body preserved, it says here, until at least the 20th, but that's because of the baby thing. But they've already taken... I just don't understand. I don't understand if they have already got a sample of the DNA, what do they need to keep her body around for? That doesn't make any sense. The breaking news that there is no evidence to suggest that a crime occurred in the death of Anna Nicole Smith, but the case remains open. Smith autopsy inconclusive. Found in hotel room were not detected in her stomach. So there you go. No cause of death yet. The drugs in her room were not in her stomach, and they didn't find any additional drugs in her body. Her body's going to be preserved until the 20th for a hearing on the baby's paternity. I swear to God, they better come up with what killed her. It can't be one of those things that they just never come up with the answer to, and it just because then it'll just bug me for the rest of my life. All right.
And this doctor is known for his, alligator death autopsies.
Fantastic. All right. We should break here because we've got Ed McCarthy coming up, I think at the top of the hour. Yeah, around 1:06. All right. We get back. We'll talk to Ed McCarthy, CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy, and Nicole Smith later on. Jim Roop, Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com, the top five, the worst song you've ever heard, and more from Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth. You stay right there.